Masechtas Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Perek begins, and this whole Perek discusses a Mavoi. A Mavoi was an alleyway between Chatzeres, between courtyards. The way it was set up in the times of the Mishnayos, there were houses, multiple houses opened up into a shared courtyard. And then multiple courtyards that had within them, each one had multiple houses, would open up into a Mavoi, an alleyway. And the alleyway was walled in on three sides, and on the fourth side would open up into the Rosh Hashanah, into the main public street. And Midaraisa, the Mavi that had three walls on it, is considered a private property. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Midarabanan, Chazal were concerned that if a person would carry in the Mavi, they may come to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and they required some addition that needed to be added on to the opening of the Mavi, the opening that opened into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to make it clear that it was a separate rishus and it wasn't public property and it was private and that people shouldn't come to carry in the public property. So the Mishnah discusses what needed to be done. Mishnah Aleph, Mavoi. The Mishnah jumps right in discussing the crossbeam that was put across the opening. A Kaira crossbeam was put across the opening to make a visible appearance that it was a separate domain from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mavi shu gavaya l'malam yasir mama. A mavi where this crossbeam that was put there, which was required by the Rabbanan to differentiate that the mavi is a separate Rosh Hashanah from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and one can carry now in the mavi, that crossbeam, if it was higher than 20 amas tall, it has to be lowered. Higher than 20 amas, the eyes don't rest on it, it's too high up. And it has to be lowered in order that it should be visible. The Rav says that if it had colorings and designs on it, then it would be exception. Even if it was higher up, it would still be visible. But it's a plain old plank of wood that was a crossbeam. It would have to be lower than 20 amas. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein tzarech, you don't have to lower it, even if it's higher than 20 amas. It's still a good enough kair, a good enough crossbeam to make that carrying in the mavi will be permitted." The haracha of me'esar amas. If the mavi of this alleyway, the opening was wider than 10 amas, up until 10 amas, it's considered a doorway. But smaller, but wider than 10 amas, it's considered a breach that's not properly walled in. So you're going to have to minimize the opening by putting up a board alongside the opening to narrow the opening that it should be less than 10 amas. But if it has tzuras ha-pesach, which literally means the form of a doorway, which was done by putting up two vertical posts, one on either side, which are called lechi. A lechi is a vertical post with a kaira beam on top and making two door posts on either side with a lintel on the top of the door. And so it has now tzuras ha-pesach, the appearance of a doorway. Then afal pishu rechav me'asar amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos, it's still ein tzarech lamai, you don't have to minimize it, and that's now considered a doorway with this tzuras ha-pesach, and one can carry then in the mavi. Mishnah base, hechsher mavi, the remedy of fixing a mavi to allow one to carry in the mavi, Beishamai says, lechi v'kaira. It needs not only a kaira, a crossbeam on top, which was discussed in the previous Mishnah, but it also needs a lechi, it needs a vertical pole standing at one of the sides of the walls of the opening. Basil says, lechi oy kaira, either a lechi, a standing vertical pole, or a kaira, or a crossbeam, either one alone is enough to permit carrying in the mavi. Rabbi Eliezer says, lechayayim, you need two vertical lechis, two vertical poles standing at either side of the entrance. The Rav says that Rabbi Eliezer was coming to explain his opinion of what Beis Shammai had said. We mentioned previously, Beis Shammai says one lechi and a kaira. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you need two lechayim, two lechis, one on either side. The Gemara discusses whether he's coming to say two lechayim and no kaira, or two lechayim plus the kaira. But either way, this was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion of what Beis Shammai had taught. The Mishnah continues, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Achad. There was a Talmud, a student, that said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, and he said this before Rabbi Kiva. He said, "Le'nachlaku Beishamai Beishilal al mavi shu pachas mi'arba amos." There was no machlekes between Beishamai Beishilal, a mavi alleyway that's narrower than 4 amos wide. They all agree shehu niter oy belachi oy bekara, that it'll be permitted to carry with either a lachi or a kaira, either a vertical pole on one of the sides of the doorway or a horizontal crossbeam. Either one alone, which was Beisel's opinion, all agree if it's a very narrow mavoi, less than 4 amas, that one or the other is enough to permit carrying inside. Amar nachlagu, where did they argue? Where was Beis Shammai more stringent that he required not only lachi but a kaira as well? Al rachav mi'arba amis va'ad eser, when the mavoi is wider than 4 amis up until 10 amis wide, that's where you need a lachi and a kaira. Shabishama emrim lachi v'kaira, v'sil emrim oy lachi v'kaira, and v'sil says either or, one is enough. Amar Rabbi Kiva said to the student that it's not true what you're saying. Alzev alzev nechelku, really Beisel and Beishame, they argued both regarding the larger alleyway, both regarding the narrow alleyway. The machlekes was by both of them that Beisel says one or the other is enough, and Beishame requires both a lechi and a kairah.